have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Wednesday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. My biblical question, do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you? And it's for those who want to know themselves. It's not for everyone. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to run around, just go to work or go to the gym or whatever, go walking, you can podcast and listen to the show on your phone while you're doing whatever you're doing, wherever you are. You could be listening on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And it is also amazing that every Wednesday, the third hour of the show is Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And then the first 2 hours, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence Hours. Amazing. That was then when America was amazing and blacks were individuals. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. What the? Amazing. A spiritual battle. Do you know that during those days when the blacks were individuals, in the beginning of that video, when the blacks were dressing nice and acting like they had some sense, in those days, blacks were not, for the most part, they were not identifying with their color. They were not about being into the black. They were about individuality. They were about working for themselves. They were about treating each other the way you would like to be treated, all people. They were about family. They were about family without thinking about being about family. It was just family. And they were about working, and some started businesses, bought land, and they treated the white people in the same way they treated each other. And then if there were like a bad children, black children or whatever color, they would tell you their children, don't play with those children. Those are bad children. Their parents must be pretty bad. And it didn't matter. It wasn't about the color at the time. It was about, as a matter of fact, it was so about individuality that even if you were to try to be like someone else, let's say you were a kid growing up, teenager, you were going to school, and you tried to be like someone else, and your parents found out or grandparents found out that you were trying to be like somebody else, they'll whoop you. They'll be like, what's wrong with you? Don't be like anyone else. Be you. And they did not allow that to happen. Isn't that amazing? They did not allow that to happen. And then when I was growing up, I'm reflecting. I did not know of anyone who ever went to jail, young or old, growing up. Isn't that amazing? I only saw blacks going to jail when I would go up to Indiana and see all that kind of stuff happening, that the blacks was losing their way. But things used to be normal for the blacks. That's gone now. It's about victimhood, identifying with the color, and blaming others. It's amazing how that went from good to evil like that. And again, you have the so-called civil rights movement to thank for it, in part. But the adults also were responsible for themselves. But what a mess, huh? And I was thinking about insanity. I was really thinking about, it's insane. Human beings are insane and they don't even know it. Because insanity doesn't know that it is insanity. It doesn't know it's insane. The only way that insane people are going to realize that they're insane, they got to bring in some sanity. Bring in a little light that says, oh, God, you're insane. Sanity recognizes insanity, but insanity doesn't recognize insanity. Isn't that amazing? I was thinking about this guy. I heard this story. This is someone else's story that they were telling me about. I heard about this story of this man got drunk. He got really drunk, and then he got in his car and went driving in a really crazy, mad way, all fast, because he was drunk, and he destroyed his car. He had a car accident, and tore up his car, destroyed the car. Then he went home and beat his wife. And when he beat his wife, he ended up in jail because he beat his wife. And then he lost his job. And then when he lost his job, something else happened. It just went from insanity to insanity. And it didn't start to change. His life did not start to change. According to the story, his life did not start to change until he finally asked himself, ask, what is wrong with me? What's wrong? Why am I doing these things? And when he asked the question, a little sanity came in and started to allow him to see that he was insane and that something else was driving him and that it wasn't him. And when he got that little light to see that, he wanted more light. He wanted more sanity. And as he was waking up from insanity, he could not believe the things he had done. He was like, what the? He couldn't believe it. Because when he was insane, he couldn't see what was going on. He just thought it was human nature. That's the way he was. But when he started to question himself and he realized that something else was driving him, that's what started to make the change. He allowed some sanity to come into his life because he did not recognize insanity. How about you as an individual, men and women? Do you recognize that you're insane? Do you ever stop for a moment and ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, or even worse? Do you ever question that? I already know that some people do, because I counsel with them. We have the fellowships. We have a men and women forum, so I know that some people do, but most people don't. They love the I thrill. I feel angry. I feel good. I got recognition. I lost this. I found this. Me, 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 me. What about me? I. That's insane. A false I is validating a false I. A false self is validating a false self. Why don't you stop using the I thing? Why? Because you're not paying attention to you. You're looking at everything on the outside and nothing on the inside. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And something else is driving you. It's not you. Something else is causing you to hate yourself and your neighbor. Something else is causing you to look for love and look for thrills and look for the ups and the downs. And it's not going to change until you allow some sanity to come in. It's not going to change until you allow that to happen. And if you don't question you, it will never happen. You can go through a whole lifetime with just thrills. And you will cry at night because you love your thrills. You will always be a victim. You will always be judging. You will always be lonely. You will always be suicidal. You will always be depressed. But you don't have to be. It can change. If you allow a little sanity to come in, if you question you, why am I doing this? I did this before. And you will start to see what's going on with you. And once you see that, you will take control of you, your own world. And it won't be you taking control. It will be the light that allowed you to see the darkness that would take control and literally destroy the darkness. It will literally destroy the lie. And you will see that you are not who you thought that you were. Isn't that amazing? But you got to work on you. Or you can spend the rest of your life blaming, judging, wanting for material things and people and places. Or you can return to life and have a real life right here on earth. It's amazing. It's a spiritual battle. 888-775-3773. CBS talking about insanity. Here are some more examples of insanity. And these people, if this story is true, they're calling it sanity. They call insane sanity. And they get a thrill from being insane. Have you noticed that when you are hurting others, at least you think you are, and you're trying to hurt others, have you noticed the little thrill you get when you do that? You laugh, or you get angry, or you feel good about it. That's insanity. But you get the thrill, and you think the thrill is real. And because you think the thrill is real, you go after someone else for more thrills. Not knowing and realizing that what you're doing to others, you're really doing it to yourself. What you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself. It's like stealing from people. When you steal from others, you're stealing from yourself. You're doing it to yourself. But you don't see it that way. You think in this insane world that you live in your imagination, you think you're doing it. I'm stealing from somewhere else. You don't know you're doing it to yourself. Think about when you get angry. Who is affected the most when they're angry? You are. The angry person is affected the most when they're angry because they're really doing it to themselves. Even though they think they're angry at someone else, they're blaming outside source. But you know, if you pay attention, you notice that angry feeling you get, that upset body and mind and body, that you can't really look at the person. You can't be friendly anymore. You can't even relax. Because you're doing it to you. The other person that you're angry at is not doing it to you. You're doing it to you. Because you're insane. And in that thrill, you're blaming them. They made me mad. I can't believe they said this about me or they did this to me. And I can't believe it. But it's all in you, dummy. It had another person gone on with their lives, and you're like 100 miles away now and still upset. You can't stop thinking about it. It's happening to you. You are your own world. No one else is to blame as adults. CBS Philly, Philadelphia, a drug trafficking organization operated out of a coffee shop in North Philadelphia and serving as a menace to the community for at least a decade has been busted. This is according to the Pennsylvania Attorney General and police. Watch this from CBS Philadelphia.
More than a dozen people have been arrested as part of an organization that officials say wreaked havoc on a North Philadelphia community for years. And one of the alleged hubs of this organization, a coffee shop. This unassuming business near the corner of Cumberland and Cleveland Streets in North Philly was actually a front for a drug trafficking organization, according to law enforcement leaders.
There's no cash register at the coffee shop.
So there's no cash register at the coffee shop.
We were out there the day the warrants were searched. There was no coffee.
pots at the coffee shop.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday announced the arrests of 17 people, including the group's alleged leader, Lewis Alexander.
Drugs were sold there. Cocaine was cooked and packaged upstairs.
Investigators served dozens of search warrants last week, seizing pounds of cocaine, crack, marijuana, and other drugs. 27 guns were also confiscated, plus thousands of dollars in cash. Investigators say this group has terrorized the neighborhood for well over a decade.
I could search through old documents I have talking about 18th and Cumberland, Cleveland and Cumberland, and this drug trafficking organization going back to 2012, 2011.
That's amazing, huh? What a mess. Insane. Insanity. And they were getting a thrill. This is true. If it's true, according to the story, they were getting a thrill from doing that. It feels so good. And they call that life. They call it life. Police thank community members for their tip throughout the years. Watch this from CBS Philly.
The joint operation involved the AG's office, Philly PD, state police, the ATF, and more. Police thank community members for their tips over the years.
Getting an arrest here and there, that matters and it counts, but really this is about having a long-term impact on a neighborhood.
And now with the organization gone, police say it leads to new opportunities.
And so now it's time for the community that's there to step up and take hold of their neighborhood, and we're going to help them do that.
Now, those arrested are now facing mostly gun and drug charges. However, Attorney General Sunday says this remains an ongoing investigation. He says they are also looking into whether any of those dozens of guns they seized are connected to any violent crimes around the area.
It's amazing what's happening through human beings, huh? This is happening through human beings. You got to know something else is driving them. It's not them. Do you see that you're possessed? Do you see that? Or no? Are you constantly looking outside and not seeing what's going on inside? Blessed is the man and the woman who sees what's happening inside, who live from within. You have a choice. You can live from within or you can live from without and do all your little rituals and get a thrill from rituals and thinking that that's life, or you can live from within and be free. It is totally up to you. Isn't that amazing? Your life is in your hand as adults, and you can't blame anyone else for it. If you blame someone else for your life as an adult, and I keep saying as an adult because parents are responsible for their children, but if you blame anyone else for your life, you're lost. You're blind. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Amazing. Where is Marvin Gaye when we need him? He dead. And 10 years is a long time. A drug house right across the road from you, right in front of you, and you don't know it. You think it's a coffee shop. Ain't nobody going in and out for coffee. What the? It's hard to believe that the neighborhood didn't know it was a drill house. If nobody going into coffee, you live in the neighborhood and you never went there for coffee. Your mama never went. Your daddy never went. Your friends never went. You didn't know that it was a dope house? Uh-uh. That's hard to believe. Well, they said, according to, I'm looking at the report, it says that police thanked the community for their tips throughout the years. So it sounded like the people were giving tips to the police, but the police didn't do its job throughout the years. It sounded that way. That makes sense then. Okay. But don't tell me you didn't know it was a pot house. A black female is the mayor of Philly? No wonder. The order is broken. Of God and Christ, Christ over man over woman, woman over children. That order is broken. You put the woman in charge, okay, this is what you get. And it's going to get worse. But it doesn't have to be worse for you as an individual. You don't have to be you any longer. Isn't that amazing? As of right now, you don't have to be you any longer. That is so interesting to me that, think about that. You're miserable. You're unhappy. You're sad. You're afraid. But you don't have to be you any longer. Right now, you can stop being you. Right now, you can stop being you. You don't have to be you any longer. That is so amazing. I can hear the angels singing in heaven. Oh, yeah. And it's cozy day. Whoa. Hold on. I hear Michael singing. Ooh. Does that sound like Michael? Oh, yeah. And as Kelsey Dago. Amazing. That's Michael standing at the gate singing. Because you don't have to be you any longer. It's amazing that you could be totally at peace or you could be totally miserable. It's up to you. Men and women, it's totally up to you. And you alone. No one wants to find me. 888-775-3773. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know much about science book. But I do know I gotta take a break. I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. Black excellence. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Along 888-7753-773. The Hake report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11. And Hake ain't afraid of no ghost on fire. And after the Hake report, oh Lord, not George Lord, but the American anchor baby. Energy and life all over the place. The only other person that has the energy that the anchor baby has is the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. The anchor baby has the rest of the energy. And I'm like, what the? A gift from God given back to his country. He doesn't have to hide from ICE. Because he's giving back. He's not taking. Isn't that amazing? The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. And then we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Friday. I had an interesting talk with Ernest Owens. He's a journalist, CEO, and the author of The Case for Cancel Culture. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
People's ability to vote, stopping discrimination, human rights.
They were canceling conservative left and right.
I mean, there were some conservatives that deserved to be canceled. We see political cults on the left and the right. And that extremism, I think, is what's tearing America apart. This country should not be ran by the Bible.
But are we a Christian nation?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Do you love America? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What the? Amazing, huh? And last but not least for now, at 2 p.m. today, it is Wednesday, I forgot. Wednesday, every Wednesday, a brand new episode of the Punchy TV. Punchy TV, hosted by Billy at 2 p.m. today. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be interesting. Billy at 2 p.m. Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Let me go to Paul, a first-time caller out of Alaska, blah, 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 blah. Paul, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good day to you, Stone, sir.
Hey, Paul, speak up a little bit right into your phone.
Good day to you, fine, sir.
Hey, Paul. Thank you.
You know the four most powerful words in the English language?
Nigga-ra-ra.
Yeah. God loves you every day.
That's amazing, and that's true.
I wanted to ask you about the narrow path.
Okay.
Because I see this everywhere, and I know you see it too. And that's why I wanted to call to another brother who knows. And you walk the narrow path, and then you see the others trying to walk the narrow path, but not judging them, but you know they're not. And then you're like, and you can tell because it's the ones who have the voice, the ones that claim that they have, you know, the attention of the people, but they don't have attention to God. Like, you know, the ones that seem like, if the farther you get down the path, you'll see, you'll be ostracized. Jesus, you'll walk Jesus's walk, and everybody will abandon you. They will throw things at you. They will call you names. They'll go all to everybody behind the scenes and talk shit about you. And that's how it works.
And what is the straight, what is the narrow path to you? For those that don't know, what is the narrow path?
Well, I mean, it's the treasures in heaven. Right?
Meaning what?
Well, they're outlined by, like, helping the needy and swearing off greed and, you know, all those things, jealousy, all those things, fear, looking at yourself and seeing yourself for what truly is, that self-respect, self-reflection. It's, you know, I've lived in Tabernacle for many years, and like you remove the masks, and then when you do, it's as if you find God, but everyone else fades away.
And so have your family and friends and other turn on you?
Oh, of course. Like, you know, I mean, not necessarily so much turn. Like, I have one family member left, my brother. But, like, yeah, everybody has done harm to each other. And it's just like, when you see it, you're like, why? Why? What's the point of all that?
So did they turn on you?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, it's almost, you want to love them, but you also want to disassociate from it as well.
And so how do you feel that they have turned on you?
Specifically, well, it's more they turn from God, not myself, but they claim they did it. That's the irony of it all.
And how do you?
I don't want to make it personal about my own personal feelings. You know, like
I mean, how you said they have turned on you, and you made a point, which is a very interesting point, that now that you are on the narrow path, that they've turned on you. And that's why I asked, how do you feel that they have all turned on you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's the case. I think they've more turned away from the true nature of what God intended for their lives. Oh, and by doing so, that turns on, you know, keeps you motivated, but it pulls them away from you.
So you're not saying, in your opening, you're not saying that your family members and your friend turn on you, right? You're saying they turn on God and not you?
Yeah, in a way.
So yeah, they have not turned on you?
Well, I mean, everyone is let you know, I would, it's hard to say that with Jesse. I would say that everyone has kind of let me down because of the way that they treated me in certain aspects. But then you have to forgive them for being infallible as well.
Right.
So it's not like.
Because of time and the board is smoking here, are you able to give us an example of how they let you down?
Well, I guess there's times where, like, specifically where I have forgiven my father, but there's times where he's said stuff and done stuff, and like he's stolen stuff from me, and he was a Methodist minister, and like that's just the incomprehensibleness of it all is mind-boggling, you know.
And so you forgave him?
Oh, of course.
And did he steal from you after you forgave him, or before you forgave him?
Before I forgave him.
Oh, I see.
Obviously.
And so, but now he's not able to steal from you?
No. Okay. No. He's actually after I forgave him, he's actually helped me out. Do you know what I mean? So like what you were saying before about that is beautiful, you know?
He helped you out now, you say?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, like financially I've had some rough times in the last year, and he's actually helped me out.
Oh, okay.
Which way I was quite surprised, you know, because like no one's ever helped me out, and I've always had to do for myself.
How old are you?
53.
Oh, okay. And how do you feel about having to do for yourself? No one helped you.
I felt good about it, you know?
Right on. Amazing. Well, Paul, thank you for your call, man. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
God bless you, friend. Emmanuel.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Kathleen, there's a line open. 888-77-JESSE. Kathleen is out of Texas. Kathleen, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Kathleen.
I just wanted to reach out and speak on...
Are you on a speakerphone or anything?
No, sir. I've got you just on regular.
Okay, go ahead.
My ear, cell phone.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to speak on Governor Abbott. There's a YouTuber guy that put out reality check. You know, Texas is, you know, red state, and we're supposed to hold the line on a lot of conservative ideas, values. And with that being said, Governor Abbott has allowed a lot of Muslims to come into the state and build mosques. And there's a YouTuber man that was able to present with it, with basically there is a huge oil Muslim guy in, I forgot what town it was in Texas, but he's Governor Abbott's largest donor. Because in the past 20 years, mosques have gone up like crazy. And in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is extremely invaded by Muslim people and Muslim culture, that religion. And then we also have an extreme invasion of Indian people. And Mark Dice, I don't know if you've heard of him, he's another YouTube gentleman, and he put out also...
Hold on, hold on. You can't be promoted unless you let... Derek, no, we know, because we don't know the people that you're promoting. 888-7753-773. Let's go to Pearl Davis out of your friend, my friend, and the world's friend, Pearl Davis out of Texas. Pearl, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good. I love your show. I've been listening to it in the mornings.
No woman is good. Only God is good.
Yeah, we're evil.
And you say that you like the show. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I had a thought, and I wanted you to tell me if it's from God or the devil.
Okay.
So I was thinking about how God basically gave us free will, right? And then everyone rejected him, like Jesus, when he came to earth. But it's like a better type of love. And it's kind of like men's love for their kids. Like, usually with parents, like, the mother's really controlling and the father is not. Like, the father kind of does his job and he's like, love me or don't, right? He doesn't really care usually. And it seems like that's kind of what's happening with women, where now women don't have to marry for religion, for money, for like any of that anymore. And we're finding out that most women didn't like men. Just like God found out most of his kids didn't pick him. Do you think that's true, or do you think I'm off?
Well, the one thing for sure, and without a doubt, is that we don't have a free will, but you're right in that the father, the earthly father, loved their children as God loved him. God in Christ, Christ over man, man over woman. And when that order is switched, then the woman goes, unless she has returned to the father, she goes out of control. Because in her, there is no love. There's only hate because of that Adam and Eve syndrome. So you're right about that. But we don't have a free will.
Okay, because you think it's like devils like possessing us or something, right?
Not only do I think it, I know it for sure.
Okay, and you know it because you, like, watch your mind and you, like, see them in it or something?
Yeah, watch the thoughts. And this I guarantee you, but you got to do it. If you watch those thoughts and what they make you think of and how they make you think about the past or yourself or others and how they make you feel, they make you feel good or bad, afraid, or worry or stress, you will start to see that, wow, where is this coming from? That's not me. I would never make myself feel this way or do this or do that.
Yeah.
You will start, and once you see it, you start to clearly overcome it.
And it's because when you're a kid, you don't have that. And
right.
It comes from your mom.
Absolutely.
She, like, starts torturing you emotionally. and then that's when it starts, right?
100%. Because kids are born innocent. Unless the mother's angry while during pregnancy, she can pass the evil spirit even while the child is in the womb. But kids are born innocent, and mothers hate the innocence of the child. And it's not her, it's not the mother per se, but it's that evil spirit that made a home in her. And she hates the innocence of the children, and she will destroy that by imposing her will or being too nice and too mama-ry, and turning them away from their father. That spirit of evil in the mother hate the love, the innocence of the children.
I saw a video that kind of reminded me of you. Sorry, did you do something else?
No, go ahead.
It was like a reel, and it was like kind of making fun of like this person that watched kids. And the joke was just how innocently, like, kids will say very serious things. Like, they'll be like, oh, my mama does crack. Oh, well. And, like, they're like, oh, my mama did this. Oh, well. And they're, like, still happy. And it kind of reminded me of the way that you talk on the show. Where you're like, oh, this terrible thing has happened. Oh, well. Like,
that's because kids, because they are one with God until they're destroyed by the mother, kids don't judge. They don't take anything personally. And that's why they can see that their mother is on drugs or whatever. And you're right. It's like, oh, well, mama used drugs. No big deal. Because they're not judging the mother. And that's what happens when we forgive our mothers and our fathers. We forgive all. We stop judging, too. We become like little children. And we don't have a personal opinion about anything. We don't judge. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's the biggest epiphany in life because when I was younger, I would take things so personal. You think like, oh, why did they do this to me? Like, am I doing something to make people do this? And then it's like, no, they're just crazy, you know?
Right.
I sometimes think me and you were just never meant to meet in life. I didn't realize just how many crazy people were out there because I was very sheltered. And so when I started my show and started interviewing all these people, and like I moved to London in the most like diverse area ever. Yeah, I did not realize, like, and I got, like, there's some people that stole from me. There's people, like, all this stuff happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did this happen to me? And it turns out people are just people. And that's what my dad told me, because my dad's very wise. So he was like, what did you expect? People are going to be people. That's what he always says.
Human nature is evil. And that's why God said, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is an evil person, a murderer, and they will destroy you because they're angry. They're of their father, the devil. They can't help it.
Yeah, well, then you just can't trust anybody other than you, right?
And that doesn't mean you don't hang out with people or you got to work with them and all that. But just know, and you don't distrust by saying, oh, I'm not going to ever trust this person or I don't trust this person. You just keep your eyes on yourself, and then you will see how to deal with human beings in a perfect way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I guess I can't even trust me. I get angry sometimes.
That's right. Why don't you drop your anger, Pearl? What the?
I know.
Why don't
you
drop it?
Because sometimes I feel it, and it's there, you know?
But when you feel it, what do you do when you feel it?
I just sit there, you know.
And do what?
Sometimes.
And then sometimes you do what?
Sometimes, I don't know, I just get mad. Like, I don't, like, scream or anything or, like, do you know what I mean? But I just can tell I'm irritated. Like, I just get annoyed.
And when you say you get annoyed, who are you talking about?
I guess it's the thoughts are annoyed, right?
Right. And so why do you call it you?
Because it's still, I feel it, you know? So.
And are you your feelings?
I guess not. I guess not.
And so then but why do you call it you?
I just don't know what else I would call it, you know?
How about nothing? Just see it.
Oh, just see it?
What would happen if you shut down all communication with thoughts and feelings? What would happen to you?
You say you'd get perfect peace, right?
No, I'm asking you. Asking. What would happen to you if you shut down all thoughts? I mean, all communication. All communication with thoughts and feelings. What would happen to you?
It'd probably be a pretty good life.
So why don't you do it and find out?
I try, but sometimes I just get mad, you know?
When that happens, just notice the thought, but don't call it you. So it could be taken away from you, and after a while, you would never get mad again because it won't be in you.
Huh. I'll see what I can do, Jesse. I'll get into a situation that'll irritate me and see what happens.
Amazing. Thank you, Pearl. Pearl Davis. Thank you, Pearl. I got to take a break. Good. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
Precious flavor. Top quality.
Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. Amazon.com/stores and get Parcheesi Coffee.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. First hour of black excellence. It's 2 hours of black excellence. And then manhood hour in the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, old or young, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And we will get to your super chats as well. We do see them. We appreciate them on YouTube, on Rumble, on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And on Cash App, Bond JLP is the cash tag, I guess you would call it, right? Interesting news coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for JLP's take on the ceasefire. I guess that there's a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran and even Israel, at least in terms of Iran. The CIA used a secret ghost murmur tool to find the airman who was in Iran. You know, that guy who was, he got shot down, or he and his fellow crew member got shot down. The CIA used a classified tool called the Ghost Murmur for the first time to locate a downed U.S. airman hiding in a mountain crevice in southern Iran after his F-15 was shot down late last week. The quantum technology detected his heartbeat. I don't know what it is. From up to 40 miles away. That's way more kilometers than 40. It's like 70 kilometers or something. I don't know. Enabling rescue forces to extract him after 36 hours while Iranian troops searched the area. Awesome. Quantum technology. And anyway, let me keep on telling you a little bit more about these headlines. Trump says the U.S. won a total and complete victory, and that's a quote, after the ceasefire deal with Iran, per AFP, which is a French outlet, mainstream media. Trump agrees to a 2-week Iran ceasefire to finalize talks. Oil tumbled below $100 a barrel after Trump announced the 2-week ceasefire, and gold extended its gains as Trump pauses Iran attacks for two weeks. Iran's foreign minister says that passage through the Strait of Hormuz is allowed for the next 2 weeks under Iranian military management. Some say some regional manager official claimed that they will continue tolling. They're going to charge a toll, maybe what, $2 million? I think they wanted to do $2 million per ship, something like that, but I don't know if that's the case. At the point, at least 35 vessels are paying fees. The U.S. will help with traffic buildup in the strait. According to Trump, he posted several posts, or at least a few, on Truth Social last night and early this morning, early my time anyway. Trump says the U.S. will help and dig up uranium, you know, nuclear dust that has been buried in Iran by those B-2 bomber things. Israel, too, has agreed to the terms of the 2-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement, per a White House official, white on the inside White House, by the way. And Israel's military said, though, that they continue to fight and ground operations in their war against the Lebanese militia called Hezbollah. And by the way, the Houthis have previously confirmed that they are in coordination or have been in coordination with Iran and Hezbollah in several attack waves on Israel. Now, there were some scattered, like, attacks still even after the ceasefire announcement. That's typically what happens. So watch your back. So you people over there, just because it's a ceasefire doesn't mean they completely cease firing, because that's what we heard about in Gaza, because the Gaza... The Hamas and Israelis still kept on shooting at each other, even though they had a quote-unquote ceasefire. So watch out. Be careful. Anyway, you guys know that better than me. So anyway, the breakthrough occurred around 90 minutes before the deadline expired. As you know, the deadline was during American Anchor Baby's live show yesterday. at 5 p.m. our time, 8 Eastern. Well, around 3:30-ish, I guess Trump announced it on Truth Social. Awesome. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Nick, what's the name of that movie right there?
Napoleon Dynamite.
I love that movie. It was funny. Napoleon, I'm looking at the little thing they're playing there while over the biblical question. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Oh, funny. Amazing movie. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast. If you just can't sit and watch the show, but you can also still listen as it is happening on your phone and move about on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash Out. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the first 2 hours of Wednesdays is Black Excellence Wednesday. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. I love the blacks. It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color, folks. Black people, I guarantee you, it has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with male or female. It's either good or evil. It's either right or wrong. And black people, you used to know this in the good old days before the so-called civil rights movement came along. And they destroyed you. They deceived you and made you think that it was a white man. and it wasn't. You used to be in control of your own life. You had no black leaders and all that mess. You were not subject to the Democratic Party or any party, even though the Republican Party was started by blacks and some whites. But you were not subject to it. You were free. You can go back to that if you drop your anger, forgive your mothers, because white people had nothing to do with your emotions at all. It started at home. It all came from your mother and or grandmother. And forgive your father for not protecting you. You'll be fine. And if you do that, mess like this would stop happening immediately. It would just stop happening. This is not what I'm about to show you. It's not happening because of racism. It's not happening because of the lack of. It's not happening because of discrimination. It's not happening because of anything but the lack of love. These people I'm about to show you right now, they hate their mothers and they're yearning for their fathers. And their anger started in the home. It had nothing to do with slavery or anything. Jim Crow or you don't need a DEI. I can't even get involved with the little rocket ship that went to the moon because it's a DEI program. Everything DEI except baby Jessica's daddy. So what I'm about to show you is happening because of one reason only. They hate their mothers. They're lost. And they're yearning for the father. And then the world blame it on someone else so that these people can never know that it has nothing to do with anyone else but self. Other than the mother, as an adult, you're responsible. Fox 5. Southwest D.C. residents say they are frustrated as teen flash mobs and fights continue despite curfew. With gatherings shifting just outside restricted zones. Watch this from Fox 5.
Our top story here at 8, another teen takeover in the district. Several minors were arrested over the weekend after multiple fights broke out in Southwest.
Yeah, the arrests come as the district had multiple juvenile curfew zones in effect throughout the city. And Mel's joining us from the area that intersects two of them in Southwest D.C. Hi, Mel.
Yeah, hey, good morning. So here's the thing about these incidents that happened on Saturday night. Not only were they outside of the city's designated extended juvenile curfew zones, they were also outside the King Greenleaf Rec Center here, where an alternative event was planned by the city. Now, let me show you a video of one of these large teen gatherings. Now, this is at the intersection of 4th and I Street Southwest, video taken by a neighbor, and it is right on the edge of the designated Wharf curfew zone. You can see some of the teens are fighting. Police officers do go into the crowd to break them up, then the group disperses. According to D.C. police, no arrests were made in this incident. Then 5 blocks to the east, closer to Navy Yard, but outside of that designated curfew zone where I'm standing here, separate groups started breaking out around 8:30 p.m. On Canal Street Southwest, police said they found a large fight and arrested 3 girls, ages 12, 15, and 17. 10 minutes later, another fight at 1st and N, which is just on the corner of Canal. There, a 15-year-old boy was accused of ignoring police and assaulting an officer. And then at 9 p.m., another fight in the same area. And when officers tried to break that up, multiple teenagers allegedly turned on police. 4 more teens, ages 14 to 16, were arrested, facing charges including assault on a police officer and resisting arrest.
Think about this. The government have to set up a little area where you could go play. Like, you know how people own dogs, and then sometimes they put them out in the dog in the backyard, and the dog can only play in the backyard. Or they have a dog park for dogs only, I guess, to play. They're treating these people because they are acting like animals. They're telling them you can only play in this area, restricted area, and they still won't go over there and play. the government want you crazy. That's why they got rid of the police, defunded the police. They got rid of bail bonds. They want you acting this way. Because if you didn't act this way, they wouldn't have a job. They wouldn't be able to get money and say, oh, we need it for programs. They don't care about you. And they treated these kids like animals. You play in this area only. And they still won't go in the area. Some members of the city council are at odds over extended juvenile curfew zones. Watch this.
And this comes as some members of the city council and the mayor are at odds over extended juvenile curfew zones, but residents we talked to seem to be okay with them.
It takes time. It literally takes step after step, because sooner than later, you're going to see these kids realize that they can't go out this area after 8 p.m. and go, okay, I think I'm going to go home now, or they'll probably migrate to another place.
Like any other city, any other place in the world is going to have some positives and negatives, and I think that D.C. is taking a turn for the better here to make it safer for the residents here.
Now, back to those events hosted by D.C.'s Department of Parks and Recreation. There were two alternative events Friday and Saturday night called Teen Spring Jams with music and activities. DPR says nearly 1,000 young people participated, but apparently some of the people involved in altercations over the weekend were teens who did not go inside the event but chose to stay outside. Also, attendees were told they could show their ticket to police if they were stopped in a juvenile curfew zone on their way home.
Amazing, huh? Remember when, as a teenager, you were able to just walk the streets and just be yourself? And the only ones that was concerned about you was your parents. Hurry back home, okay. That's gone now. The world gone mad. People gone mad. People are insane. They gone mad. And don't you know that's evil that's made a home in them? Hankins making the point, curfews are like sundown towns. That's for sure. You don't have to be you any longer. The world gone mad. You watch the news now. All you see is madness in government everywhere. It's just madness, no love. No love. This is why they took away Bell's Barn. And the police. They want this. They want you to be angry. That's why they lie to you about what the problem is. They don't tell you that the problem is with you. You need to drop the anger, forgive your parents, especially your mother, and drop the anger and live your life. Because if they did, they might not have a job in government or your leader. My producer, Derek, said, lock all up, even the parents. Amazing. He black. And one other quick thing, I want to show you how my dummy see the blacks and the people of color. This is how my dummy see you. That's why they know that they can use the blacks for votes and personal gains. CBS New York. Here's how my dummy, the so-called mayor of New York, this is how he sees the blacks. My dummy administration released a New York City first primary citywide racial equality plan and true cost of living measures. Watch it from CBS New York.
Only two-thirds of New Yorkers don't make enough to cover their basic living expenses. That's according to the Mamdani administration's True Cost of Living report. It was released today alongside the city's first preliminary racial equity plan. Goals of the plan include advancing pay equity, anti-racism training for city government staff, and improving data collection across various demographics.
And while today's true cost of living measure confirms that the affordability crisis touches every corner of our city, we know that these effects are not applied evenly. So often, it is Black and brown New Yorkers who are hit the hardest.
Of course.
This preliminary racial equity plan is the first step in developing a whole-of-government approach to tackling that reality. It is a plan that lays out these first steps to solve decades of neglect and discrimination. And it places the work of 45 city agencies within a singular framework.
So this plan does come at a time when the Trump administration is trying to eliminate DEI practices in federal government. In response to the mayor's racial equity plan, the U.S. Assistant Attorney General posted on X saying, quote, sounds fishy, illegal, will review.
Amazing. So my dummy. Things are expensive in New York, but because of socialism. You ran all the business people out of New York. You got rid of the police. You got rid of the bail bonds. And you brought in the illegal aliens. And the normal people left town. What do you expect to happen? And now you got to take care of the Black and the brown. The Black and brown. Poor Black and brown. They're using y'all for personal gain. Take control of your own life. What's wrong with taking care of you? When will you take control of your own life, folks? You don't have to be you any longer. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
I can't believe they got a Muslim mayor in New York City, USA. Things to come is going to be shocking. The Christians are waiting for the end time. The end time is here. And it's happening right in front of your face. End time is happening, and you don't even see it. You're waiting for something that's already happened and happening, like you waited for Jesus, who has already come. What the? Super, super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, praise be to Allah.
Allah. Abba.
The great white hope got everybody mad. The fake Christians are melting.
It's happening right in front of your face. Amazing. Allahu Akbar.
Thank you. Nice.
Amazing.
Chillin' Lee and Jesse, what is the difference between faith and belief?
The same. You want knowing. You want to know. You don't want to have faith about it. You don't want to believe about it. You want to know it. Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone. Yesterday, just in case I missed it, strong black arm and fire emojis on Cash App.
Right on. Strong black arm. Ain't nothing better than a strong black man. Thank you. Amazing.
Kevin S. says, tithe on tip. And that was over the weekend on Sunday.
Thank you, Kevin S.
Just in case I missed it.
Yeah.
Eric, five coffees. People cry when people die because they weren't present while they were alive. What do I want from life? To be present, to be alive.
Amazing. I asked that yesterday in the opening of the show. What do you want from life? What do you want? And I didn't know for sure if it was from life or out of life. But Derek told me that white people say from life and black people say out of life. Am I right?
We'll go with yes.
Yeah.
It is more casual to say, what do you want out of life
versus
what do you want from life?
Amazing. Thank you.
Jack B! Exclamation marks on Cash App Very generous, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack B. I appreciate it.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Carl, guy with the chainsaw, says on X live stream, I'm not going to be me anymore. Amazing. Happy Wednesday.
Right on. Thank you. You don't have to be you any longer. Have you stopped being you, Hank?
I wish.
You wish what?
I wish I'd stopped.
Why don't you
Alas.
Stop? Why don't you stop?
Old habits die hard, I guess, especially when you're not paying attention.
And what does alas mean again? I know you told me 1,000 times.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's like an expression of regret.
And I used
it's
to...
like, it is what it is.
Oh.
Or, but it's more regretful necessarily than that.
Oh, you said at last?
No.
Or alas?
Alas. A-L-A-S.
Oh, and that means regrets.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's sort of funny, but it's also sort of sad. Well, it's funny only because it's all proper.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, amazing.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, ask Pearl, who are you?
Ask. Oh, too late, Mike. She's gone.
You sort of did.
I think I asked
I was about to jump in with it, Mike Young, because I did see it toward the end of her call. But he basically asked.
I did ask, who are you? Because she was saying what she felt and what she thought. And I'm like, well, who are you referring to? You gotta love, we love Pearl.
Indeed.
Pearl Davis.
Yes,
amazing.
We do.
Thank you.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III, with a couple of super chats on YouTube. We need a day to celebrate the W word that stands for white person who acts black. I don't know if I can say.
A white person who acts, huh?
It rhymes with the N word, hard R, but with a W instead of the N.
Nigarara.
Wiggerawa.
I don't know what that means.
White people who act black.
You
know, like the people from Riverside back in the 90s?
In the 90s?
Yeah.
I don't remember where
they used to call it Wiggerside.
Oh, okay.
But you're not supposed to say that.
Right.
So we need a day to celebrate them, says the great white Pope Vatican III, who also says, Iran has 2 weeks to find Jesus or face judgment.
That's funny. Thank you, though, for both. I appreciate it.
I can fix anything. 3180 on YouTube. How is it a victory for Trump if Iran walks away with more than what they started with? Trump capitulated to most of their demands.
Have a way to see. It's not over until the fat lady sees. Oh, hold on a minute. I think I hear something. Oh, go, 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 go. Yeah, I hear something. You hear hate?
No.
You hear it, baby?
Nope.
You don't hear it either?
Maybe. I don't know.
The gas prices are going down. Wow, I hear the prices going down. Remember how the people were bitching? Oh, the gas prices are too high. The gas prices are going up. The gas price, like they were not already up on the Biden or Obama, like there was something new. Oh, the gas prices are going. I think I hear those prices falling. Falling for ya. I think I hear the gas prices going down. Didn't the Great White Hope tell you that it was just temporarily until we get this job done? They're coming back down, don't worry. Oh, the price is going up because the media was telling you the price is going up. The Democrats are telling you that. And everybody, oh, the price is going up. We're so scared. I hear them falling. Do you hear it now, Hank?
Yeah, I do hear that.
It's falling. I hear the price is falling.
You can hear it in silence.
Yes. Now are you happy? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I can fix anything, 3180.
Yeah.
Half Black Tony, shout out Jesse. I just finished From Rage to Responsibility. It was amazing. On to the next. Books, JLP's books.
Rage for Responsibility is amazing. It's my last book that I wrote. And it just kind of bring it all in. The antidote, I mean. The Rage for Responsibility was the first book.
Yeah.
The antidote was the last book. Check out my books at jessieleepeterson.shop. jessieleepeterson.shop. And I'll be happy to sign up for you as well. Okay.
Nick H. bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I woke up with this morning and was under heavy attack in the mind. The devil was having a field day with my mind, and everything irritated me. Everything irritated me. I sat and did the silent prayer and slowly felt at peace. The pain is just so real and convincing. What am I doing wrong?
Nothing. Just be aware and know that it's not you. You woke up unconscious, and you were like unconscious in your sleep. They were talking to you while you were sleeping, so you woke up in that same state. But don't freak out. Just realize the devil's talking to you. Don't call it you. Do the silent prayer and go with your day. You'll be fine. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You heard that song?
The first time I ever heard that song was those ladies singing, woke up this morning with my mind, stayed on Hillary. Woke up this morning with my mind, stayed on Hillary. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
What losers.
What the? Kathleen bought 10 coffees. Sorry, Jesse. I didn't know I messed up on promoting with my call in today. Love the show and appreciate your time and service to us.
Thank you, Kathleen. No, I think the guy told you not to promote anything. But your sins are forgiven. No problem. Call me again. Amazing.
Half Black Tony, thanks for lowering gas prices, Jesse.
I rest my case. Oh, the price is going through the roof. I can't go on a vacation. What am I going to do? Trump is to blame. And the president's like, no, 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 just hold on. They were already up. But it was not like you already had low gas prices, right? But thank you, Mr. President. Oh, amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken, but that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. I seen that the barrel price of oil was just yesterday at about $115, and I just looked a little while ago, it's at $71. That's the most dramatic decrease in the price of barrel price that I've ever seen.
Didn't Trump tell the people, don't worry, it's just temporarily?
I think he got real lucky, Jesse.
You think who got lucky?
King Donaldo.
Who?
King Donald Trump.
You think
King Donaldo?
No, there's no such thing with luck for the president. He doesn't live by luck. He walked by faith and not by luck.
Well, I don't know how they convinced Iran to open up the Strait of Hormuz. Whatever they did, I give him kudos for that. That's one of the few things that he did. I didn't think he would get this done at all. I thought we were going to see thousands of troops get shot up on the beaches of Hormuz. So I'm giving a shout out to the King Donaldo. I'm giving him a thumbs up.
But why are you surprised, Brady? Have you noticed that since being in office, everything the president does turn to gold? Have you been paying attention?
Oh, I've been paying attention. I see what he's doing. I mean,
and have you noticed that everything he does turn to gold?
He's got a very magic touch. And you know, and even in the beginning, in his first term, what did he say? He had the magic wand of the economic cycle of this country. He was the holder of the magic wand.
Why do you think they call him amazing? What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him.
Because he was the chosen one. He was put where he is at. And in Israel, he is their Messiah. They actually have a coin with his
That's right.
face on there.
They made it clear that no one controls Donald Trump, the great white hope. You're absolutely right about that. Isn't that amazing?
Isombroso, Jesse. Very amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Brady. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Forget, we have a sale going on all the merch, 30% off on all merch, excluding the books and the coffees, of course, but everything else, 30% off on the merch, and every dime you spend, go back into helping us to get the work done. Thank you. So use the code JLP30 at the checkout. Use the code JLP30 at checkout, and you get 30% off on all merch through the whole month of April. Isn't that amazing? As a way of saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, let me be myself again. It's amazing. And also, Punching today, Punching TV at 2 p.m. It's going to be amazing. I can see it now. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. Check it out. Check it out. And like the videos. Like the videos. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy. Amazing.
$1 gas is coming.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
The great white hope, they call him king, and they worship the king. They have rallies worshiping the king. Some people call him daddy. They say daddy is home. I call him the Great White Hope. Are you surprised, Brandon, that the gas prices, he told the people to be patient that they're coming back down. Don't worry.
No, I've been saying $1 gas is coming in the chat for months now.
So you're not surprised, huh?
Nope. $1 gas is coming.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah. Jesse, I went to drop my son off at school yesterday, and I was met by the principal, and she told me I can no longer go into the classroom.
You cannot go in?
Yeah. Why not? I pick and drop.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did you ask her why
confidential,
not?
Yeah, she said confidential reasons for the kids, and she doesn't want me to judge the kids. And I've been picking and dropping for 3 years.
So she told you, she said confidential, and she told you that she doesn't want you judging the children?
Yeah.
What does she mean by that? Why does she think you would be judging the children?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And I'm like,
What does she mean by that? How could she say that to you? You didn't ask her why she say that?
I didn't have a chance to because my son was throwing a fit. So I made an appointment to talk to the principal today. I'm going to go talk to him. Like, the whole reason I pick and drop is so that I can go into the classroom to make sure that it's safe because he's nonverbal. He doesn't speak. He's a special needs kid. So she said that something about every classroom has the same rule. You cannot go into the classroom. And I'm like, I've been going into the classroom for years. And I told you guys when I signed him up that because he cannot speak, that I am not comfortable going, having him come to school without coming into the classroom and checking on it just to make sure that it's safe and there's not. Like, one time I went in a few years back and he was looking at an Islamic book. And that's like exactly why I don't, that's why I'm going to the classroom. I don't want him looking at that.
And so when you when you were going into the classroom, were you acting out or something? What were you doing inside the classroom?
No, I'm there for less than 5 minutes. I don't do anything. I just make sure he has everything he needs and his hair is brushed and talk to the teacher just to check to see how he's been doing. Like, as she said, no more daily check-ins. It is a school rule, and no parents are allowed in the classroom. So I've been breaking the rules.
Were you the only one going in before, or were there other parents going inside the classroom?
Sometimes there's other parents, but I think most parents put their kids on the bus. So I'm not going to put my kid on the bus. The reason I pick and drop is so that I can check.
You would see other parents in the classroom?
Yeah. It's like I'm being attacked. They're just taking it out on me. They're like pushing me out of the school. So I'm going to go talk to the principal today. And if he tells me I cannot go into the classroom, then I'm not comfortable with my son going to your school. It's pretty much, I'm going to take him out. But can you believe that?
You were acting out in some kind of a way, it seemed odd that they would tell you that you can't bring your son into the classroom. You can't go in. That doesn't sound right. You have done nothing wrong.
I've done nothing wrong.
Amazing.
The teachers know me. It's not the teachers. I talked to the teachers. They said that they don't have a problem with me coming into the classroom. It's the principal and the vice principal. I'm like, why is the vice principal and principal stopping me at the door? I'm totally shocked. And I wanted to put it out there. Isn't that crazy? More daily check-ins, they said. And that I would be, they're concerned that I'm going to be judging the kids.
So they literally said to you.
You're judging me.
They literally said to you that you're going to, they don't want you judging the kids anymore?
Yeah. I have it in a message, in a text, that they're concerned that I'm judging the kids. I'm like, what kind of person judges kids? Like, it sounds like a made-up story because it keeps changing.
So were you...
Like, oh, it's the rule, and now I'm judging the kids, and then it's always something else.
Did you say you were popping in during the middle of the class?
No.
You only went in when
that
you...
That would make sense.
You only went in when you
only
dropped
in the beginning.
Off the kid?
Yep, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I drop him off, and I walk into the classroom, and I kind of just look around. You know, make sure there's not an Islamic book out there again for him to look at or the torture chamber in the back and that he's safe. And then I leave.
How old is he?
Say hi to, that's how I get to 7.
Oh, he's 7. Okay. What did your husband say about it?
He said if we can't go into the classroom, then he needs to be pulled back out, that he's not going to put up with it.
Are you going to homeschool?
Like the whole reason. I guess so. I'm going to have no choice. They're forcing me to.
But how are you going to do that and you're working?
I don't know. I'm going to have to hire somebody.
To homeschool?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to hire someone
to
homeschool?
You only need a few hours. I guess so. Hire somebody to come in and hang out with them for a few hours. Because, I mean, you don't need that much schooling. Maybe 3-4 hours.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. It's interesting.
What a mess.
Well,
yeah, it's very fishy. Like they're hiding something. Like, what are you hiding from me? Are you trying to do something to him when I'm not there? Why all of a sudden you not want to be in the classroom?
And you have not gone in and said crazy stuff or acted out in any way?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'll see what the principal has to say about it. Maybe there's a better understanding from him.
Okay.
Amazing, yep, Brittany.
What a mess. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Maybe everyone should pull their kids out of school.
I always believe that homeschooling best is always the best way.
Yeah. What's crazy is I had him out for a year, and I just put him back in November, like actually right after Thanksgiving. So he's been back for 5 months maybe. And now they're like, oh, you can't go into the classroom. Okay, well, I guess my son can't go into your classroom either then. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I wish you well, Brendan. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. I'll call you back later.
Okay. Amazing.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jaden. You are on the air.
My audio bad. Is it like background noise in my audio?
Yeah. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Is it better now?
Are you on a speaker or earplug?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Jaden. Let me let Derek help you out because I think he told you not to be on a speakerphone or anything. I'll come back to you. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you're on the air.
Hey, the greatest black man ever, Jesse.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, question. I think that one of the biggest problems in the country is the welfare state. And I was wondering if you were like the governor or the president and you said no more welfare for anybody except for if they're physically or mentally disabled, what do you think would happen to society?
You said, what did you say you think about it?
No, I said I think the welfare state is one of the biggest problems in the country.
And why is that?
Because it destroys the nuclear family.
What's a welfare state? That's the folks who rely on the government to take care of them?
Yeah, they get they get welfare from the government because they feel, for X, Y, Z reasons, but they don't want to work. And so they make other people pay for their lifestyle.
Well, I know one thing, we definitely need to end that mess. That's been going on for a long time now. That's what happened to the blacks is when they allowed the civil rights movement to take over and they sold the blacks over to the Democratic Party for a welfare check. And so it's just been down here ever since. So it is just a mess. But don't worry. The Great White Hope is changing that. He's working on that.
My question was, if we cut these people off, do you think there would be chaos, or would they would have to find a way to adjust to it?
They would not like it, but if the president is strong about it, they would have to find another way. And believe me, they would find another way if they had no other choice.
Mm-mm.
Amazing.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes, sir.
I know you said before, maybe you can correct me, that you said that in the Bible it doesn't say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but can I read a verse to you about that?
I say what now?
I think you've said before that in the Bible it doesn't say anything about the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I never said it doesn't talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It does talk about that.
Okay. But you don't agree about the Trinity aspect, or
there's no such thing as a Trinity thing. He doesn't talk about a Trinity thing. That's made up from the preachers and the people. But he does talk. There is the Father, there is the Son, and there is your teacher, the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, because I thought you were saying that there wasn't the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So,
thank you, Troy. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you, Jesse. Thank you.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me try Jaden again. Jaden, let's try it again. Go ahead.
The audio is good now?
It is.
All right. There's homeless people, so I couldn't hear, but I'll keep it off speaker.
Yeah,
so
when you're on the speaker, we can't hear it clearly on this.
Yeah, I'm in a quieter place now, so it should be good. Okay. So my question is real quick. Why did Paul, so if Jesus isn't, you know, God and all that, which I agree with you, right? Why did Paul say we are the bride of Christ and not the bride of God?
I don't know. Insane.
You said he was insane?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Did you say he was insane?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Wait, are you joking? Are you joking?
No.
Wait, Paul was insane?
Jesus never said that about himself.
Right, I know he didn't.
Right.
I'm saying, why did
Paul
say it?
Because he was insane. People call, it's the same way they call Trump everything, all kinds of names, king and amazing and great white hope and daddy. Likewise, in those days, people had different names to describe Jesus as well.
That's interesting. So Paul, when he was saying all that stuff about Christ and, you know, gassing him up, it was just his ego?
Yes.
I never heard that. I've been listening to you for a while. I never heard that. Wow, I got to smoke on that. All right.
What did you think? Why do you think he called him that?
I thought usually how it goes is I thought that he meant something different than what most Bible thumpers think he means.
Right.
So, you know, Bible thumpers say they mean one thing, but usually it means something else.
What
but you're just saying that, you know, Christ is God and we be one with Christ, like, you know, because he's God and all that. And, like, we're married to Christ because he's God. Like, a lot of intellectual stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant. That's why I asked.
The religion, right, it's a very interesting question, too, but you got to realize religious people don't know God at all. They just know about him. They read about him. They heard about him. But they have all these sayings and tradition, celebrations and stuff like that. But it's all ego. It has nothing to do with God. And Christ is not, has anything to do. Christ nor God has anything to do with that either. That's why he said all your little traditions and all that, your sacrifices, you don't have to do that anymore. It's done, and now it's of the Spirit. Even baptism of the water is not even necessary. It's the baptism of the Spirit now. There's a new world. There's a new reality. It's here and now, and it's all spiritual. But the people are still stuck on the old ways, and they go about what other people are teaching them. They can't. That's why they never know God, because they're not looking within. It's all spiritual now. That's why Christ
okay,
said
so
to wish in
then
him
my
in
question
spirit,
is, in the Bible,
Christ said
it
to
said
wish
that
in him
Paul,
in spirit and in truth.
The Damascus just said, you know, he's his new disciple, basically. Why? What do you think about that? And if that is true, why would his new disciple will go insane and start calling him all these things?
Because they're human nature.
You don't think that God would have, like, stopped the human nature in that aspect?
God's not going to go against whatever you want to live. He'll let you live the way you are, want, and believe what you want to believe, because he gave you the life. And if you decide to live life off cuff, he'll let you live that way. But if you want to be free, you call on him and he'll make you free. But he's not going to interfere with anything uninvited.
Wow, all right. I'm going to smoke on that one. I don't know if I agree or, you know, disagree. I'm going to smoke on it because Paul is pretty, he's a pretty good guy in my book, though I never met him.
Yeah, Paul, that doesn't mean he's not a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but he's still a little bit.
All right.
What do you think about Paul saying that?
Again, I don't know about that specifically. I don't know. That's why I asked. But other things that Bible thumpers say, he said, I think that he kind of meant it the way you meant it,
but they just twisted it. But about that, I didn't know specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, so the religion people just make up stuff, man. And they make up stuff, especially if it sound good and it sound emotional and it sound all that. They make it all up for ego gratification.
I didn't know Paul was all about that. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know he was in that, but all right.
Thank you, man. All right.
You too.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kyle or Kylie?
Kyle.
Kyle out of Oklahoma. Kyle, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I'm a fan of yours. How are you today?
All is well, Kyle.
I listen to you a lot. Appreciate your message and your candor and your attitude. That's half the battle. So
speak up right into your phone, Kyle.
Yeah, I just wanted to address a few things. Well, maybe mainly just one thing. Just one thing. You hear me?
Yes.
Well, you spent the last 10 minutes proselytizing and then the past 10 minutes after that talking about selling out to welfare, and the other caller was talking about judging kids. And about 25 minutes ago on the show, you said to you encouraged the callers to take control of their life. Well, I just wonder how all that works if you deny free will.
What is proselytizing?
Proselytizing is like trying to convert someone to maybe your belief or way of thinking.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that at all.
That's what you're doing right now, and you're even exercising free will
right
now.
No, I never, and I will get
but
to
I want to ask you, Jesse,
I will get to the free will. Hold on. I will get to the free will thing for sure, but I want you to know, whether you believe it or not, I never, 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 ever, ever will try to change anyone and make them believe anything at all.
Why not?
Do that. I'm sorry?
Why not?
Because if I made them see it, then they're not seeing it for themselves, and they would just become a Bible
prophet. It's not that there's no room for proselytizing. It's just that you would spend 10 minutes proselytizing to deny that even that free will exists.
But I wasn't proselytizing. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind.
Are you trying to change my mind on that?
No.
Okay. That's fine. I don't have a problem with a little proselytization.
Right, but I don't do it, though.
It's not a big deal.
Right, I understand.
It's not a big deal.
But let me ask you, respond to the free will thing. You don't have a free will. Do you believe that you have a free will?
Well, I do, but let me ask you, who selected your shirt this morning? You got a centric shirt on right now. Who selected it?
My practical mind did.
Oh, well, your practical mind is exercising your free will. That's you exercising your free will, so you can deny free will. It's disempowering to others.
No.
To tell them they don't have free will. It doesn't empower them.
Kyle, can you hold for me?
It's a lie, though. But it is a lie. You selected your
Kyle.
Shirt out your own free will.
Kyle, hold on. Can you hold? I got to take a break.
Okay.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming now. I'll be back in a moment. And Kyle, don't hang up. I want to deal with the free will thing. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's all kinds of mess going on in this here old world, but fret not, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is helping to clean it up. The sons of God cleaning up the mess in the world, but the mess persists at this time. This is the end of hour two already of Black Excellence. It has been 2 full hours of Black Excellence and other excellence as well. And JLP will be right back for the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. It is manhood hour coming up, y'all. Hang on, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. There's one line open. You can call in, young or old, to call in, to get on hold, to get on air with the Jesse Lee Peterson Show in the coming hour. It is hate news, not fake news. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV hosted by Bill, or Billy, if you're JLP. Bill to you. The rest of you. Nice. And Ground News is reporting that Trump is predicting a golden age of the Middle East. Trump credited China with helping bring Iran to the negotiating table and said the United States would assist with the Strait of Hormuz traffic and their backlog, their backup, while hanging around to ensure peace. That's per, I believe, Trump's Truth Social posts. They're called Truths on Truth Social. The Islamic resistance in Iraq, that's the Iran-associated people in Iraq, they agreed to halt regional operations for 2 weeks. And I heard that they even released this journalist woman who had been kidnapped. Maybe, maybe not. I could be mistaken on that. But there was this journalist woman, award-winning journalist woman, in Iraq, whom they grabbed, and now they're maybe going to release her, I think. Look into it. Asian governments welcomed the truce between United States and Iran, and of course Israel. And that's nice. The United Nations, evil United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres, no I in Guterres. I know it sounds dumb, but it is his name. Called on all parties to abide by the ceasefire terms for lasting peace. He's trying to pretend like he has some authority. Despite the ceasefire, at least 1,530 people have died in the war between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, right? And the Iran-backed Iraqi groups as well reportedly fired missiles at Gulf Arab states in Israel even after that announcement. Well, whatever. And the Dow surged 1,000 points while U.S. crude oil plummeted more than 15%, maybe even more than 18%, or maybe even more than that, to settle near $95 per barrel from 117. And one caller said it was like $75 and even $72 a barrel. Not sure. And shout out, King Donaldo, Donald, our greatest president. Iran's foreign minister said that they'll allow passage through the Strait of Hormuz. A regional official, that, as I told you last hour, said that tolling will continue during the ceasefire with at least 35 vessels paying fees. They want to charge them $2 million or something like that per ship. U.S., not sure if they're doing that at this point, but that was something suggested. U.S. oil prices fell. We already mentioned that. Iran's Supreme National Security Council characterized the United States' acceptance of the plan as a great victory. Isn't that nice? Everybody wins. Trump's called victory and Iran called victory. That's great. Delegations will meet in Islamabad on Friday, the April 10th. April 10th is the day that the NASA people, which does not mean lies. NASA does mean to deceive, but NASA means America first. And they're going to, except it's DEI America first, so whatever. But anyway, they're going to splash down from the moon. That's nice. But they're also going to negotiate a conclusive agreement per this report, as Sharif invited both sides to discuss further the terms and settle all disputes between America and Israel and Iran, the bad guys, so-called. Trump did suspend a planned strike following requests from Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir, agreeing to that two-week thing based on Iran's 10-point negotiation proposal. Shout out. I'm James Haig, JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question, do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Under pressure? Do you know? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to, we are here Monday through Friday, right? From 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world, so different time zone for different folks. So sometimes you just can't sit and watch it, but you still want to hear it as it is happening. When that happens, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, the last hour of the show on Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and yikes. Lead the way.
people wanted to know is, will the Vice President J.D. Vance be changing diapers?
Oh, absolutely. That's sort of always been our division of labor. When our first child was born, I think he did a majority of the diapers.
The majority?
I think that's probably fair. And then since then, he's done his fair share of diapers.
Not like this.
Who want a president that changed diaper? What the? I knew J.D. didn't have control of his wife. Well, man, he's always changing diapers. No wonder he won't make her stay home and watch over little young children. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Whatever happened to God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children? Man, you ain't got no better changing diapers. You know you're better. Too tired that you know you're better. When your first child is a girl and not a boy, and when you change diaper, it's just beta, beta. And when you let her drive and you sit in the woman's seat in the car, then you know you're beta. Not alpha male, but beta male. So, did you hear that the president, the great white hope, Donald Trump. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. If what you're looking for is peace and love and joy, he's the one. That sacrifice is life for me. Some people call him king. And they hold key rallies worshiping Donald Trump, the king. Some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. I call him the great white hope. ABC News is reporting the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire if Iran opened up the strait. The negotiations are set to begin this Friday in Pakistan. Watch this ABC News.
President Trump has backed down from his threat to wipe out Iran's whole civilization, announcing a two-week ceasefire instead. Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
James, 90 minutes before the president's deadline, Trump announcing on social media that he had agreed to suspend attacks on Iran for 2 weeks, saying this will be a double-sided ceasefire. He says this two-week period will allow for an agreement to be finalized and consummated, but that this had to be subject to Iran agreeing to the, quote, complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz. About an hour later, Iran announcing they are on board. The ceasefire comes after the president shocked the world with that dire threat, saying unless Iran agreed to a deal, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. Democratic lawmakers, even the Pope, were quick to condemn those comments. And while some Republicans cheered the president on, others, like Senator Ron Johnson, who's usually in lockstep with Trump, speaking out.
We are not at war with the Iranian people. You know, we are trying to liberate them.
This ceasefire now buys 2 weeks for both sides to negotiate, but of course there are still a lot of details to be worked out here.
A statement from the Iranian foreign minister says passage through the Strait of Hormuz may be possible if attacks against Iran stop. Iran has set out a 10-point plan for negotiations that they say will begin on Friday in Pakistan.
Amazing. So it was interesting to see the people freak out when the president said, made that threat to Iran. Okay, you want to do that? We'll see what happens to you. And the American citizens overreact some. How do you know it just wasn't an intimidation ploy? How do you know? And you're freaked out. Stop overreacting. The great white hope is in charge. Be grateful. Thank you, Mr. President. Iran know that the president ain't playing. They know that. Stop freaking out. He was just trying to scare them. He wasn't going to kill the whole population. What the? What the? Stop. Be a free thinker. Stop thinking in groups. The group is always wrong in their thinking. Be an individual. And stop, if nothing else, stop overreacting to words. A word is just a word that human beings use to communicate in nice ways and bad ways. Did you hear the oil prices going down? And some of y'all were freaking out over the oil thing because the media and the Democrats said, oh, the oil price is going up, as though they have not been up for the last 4 years or maybe even 8 years under Biden and the fall of Messiah. Bless you. Bless you again. Amazing. Relax. And so I want you to pay attention to this. I hear all the time, Jesse, 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 I want to be like the great white hope. I want to be like Donald Trump. I want to be like Jesus, they say. How can I be like Donald Trump and Jesus? If you want to be like Donald Trump and Jesus, you don't want to be them, but you want the same spirit. I'm going to show you how, for the lack of a better word, you can achieve it. But yeah, it's not you achieving it. It's a source that you allow to happen through you that causes it to happen. But you can have it. You can be like Donald Trump and Jesus. I'm about to play this poem, If, for you. It's manhood, Al. And ladies, these principles apply to you too. So now I want to encourage you to listen to it, realizing that it can apply to you as an individual, male or female. But you got to be able to do this. And then in seeing and watching and listening to this If poem, you're going to know who Donald Trump is. You're going to understand him clearly. You're going to understand the great white hope if you listen to this with an open mind. Watch this video, listen to the words with an open mind. So get ready. And I want to encourage all men, all women, all boys, and all girls to listen to this. Just listen to the words and apply it to yourself. Only reply, apply. It's for you. And this I promise you, that if you can do these things, and not only do I promise you that if you do it, you're going to have an amazing life, but you can do it. But you can't do it as long as you're being you. You got to not be you in order to do what I'm about to play for you. But when you listen to this, you're going to understand Donald Trump. You will know him. You will know what's driving him. And if you do it, you will get to know you. And you will know what's driving you. But you got to do it. This is If poem. Watch this. You ready? Get ready. Let me take a minute. Let me, 1 minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, nine, 10. Listen to this as an individual. Here we go.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so true and so amazing, I can't find the words for it to express. But that's Donald Trump. Now you understand Donald Trump. He is if. He's if. You can be, as an individual, you're never going to be an if as long as you're a group thinker. You got to have somebody else to stand with you. You got to have the crowd. You're never going to be an if. You might want to hang that up. Men and women, you're never going to do the if. You got going to be the if. As long as you need one person to stand with you, as long as you're looking for allies, you're never going to be the if. You must. And you can do this if you want. If you no longer want to be you, you can do this. You must take this journey alone. You got to be willing to go through hell alone. Your mind don't want you to know that because it loves to connect you with the crowd. Because it knows as long as you identify and need an ally of the crowd, that you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You cannot stand alone. And a human being that cannot stand alone is a lost soul and a lost cause. You're a lost cause. A lost soul and a lost cause. You must get to the point where you need no allies in your life at all. That you don't need it. You don't want it. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't need it. And this I promise you. Even in the word, it said you must stand alone. This road that you must travel, it's the if road. And when those if things are falling away from you, you become a free man and a free woman. and the world and the universe will be yours. It's spiritual. For those people who don't understand Donald Trump, whether you support him or not, now you do. He is the if guy. And ladies, men and women, you could be that too. And the world look at you, they like, what the? They go crazy because they don't understand. How can this man stand alone and do what he has to do anyway? They said, no, election times are coming. He can't do it this way. Don't do it that way. You got to pretend that you're not going to fight for your country during election time because you want to get voted back in again. Or the Republicans going to lose the election. They're not the if people. They don't put that first. They are the I person, the I people, the me people. Donald Trump is the if person, and you could be it too. Christ was the if person, and he made that possible. He made it possible for you to become the if person, if man, if woman. That is so amazing to me. That's who Donald Trump is. And that's why he's dealing with Iran in the way that he's dealing with it. That's why he went and captured that that guy from Venezuela. Because Donald Trump is the if man. When he tells Iran, okay, I've been playing around with y'all long enough. If you don't do this by this time, give up the ghost. So I want to use this opportunity to tell all men and all women and those young people who are working on themselves, become the if person. Listen to that over and over again until you can grasp what it's really saying. And then you'll be able to walk away from the crowd. And you'll be able to live with or without them. But you won't judge them because if people do not judge, they overcome. That is amazing. I want to play one little soundbite for you as well, and then I get to your calls and your super chats. This is from today. A United States Army staff sergeant is trying to stop his wife from being deported after she was detained inside of Louisiana military base. Why is this from today?
A U.S. Army staff sergeant is trying to stop his wife from being deported after she was detained inside a Louisiana military base.
Just days after marrying a U.S. Army staff sergeant, this morning Annie Ramos is in ICE custody awaiting possible deportation. Agents arresting the 22-year-old newlywed last week when Ramos and her husband, Staff Sergeant Matthew Blanc, went to check in at a military office at Fort Polk, Louisiana. Staff Sergeant Blanc telling ABC News, what was supposed to be the happiest week of our lives has turned into one of the hardest. Instead of preparing for our future together, I am now fighting for her freedom, and I will not stop fighting until she is back where she belongs, by my side. Ramos, a Sunday school teacher just about to finish her college degree, is undocumented and was brought to the U.S. when she was a baby, a judge ordering her removal when she was just 20 months old. A DHS spokesperson saying Ramos was arrested after attempting to enter a military base, adding this administration is not going to ignore the rule of law.
Amazing, huh? What I do understand. I'm saying I don't understand, but I do understand. But for the sake of conversation, why would a man marry a woman who is an illegal alien? She don't love you. She'll pretend she loves you. Because she wants to become a citizen. She want to become a citizen. She don't love you. They don't love, human beings have no love anyway. But why do you think an illegal alien woman going to love you? What's wrong with you? Or a lady who married illegal alien men? The illegal alien man don't love you. He's trying to get citizenship. How come you don't know that? They marry you for citizenship, and they pretend they love you. And once they get in, and the documents are paperwork is signed, it's over. Everything changes. Don't be marrying no illegal and make babies with illegal aliens. What the? Do what you want, but an illegal alien wife do not love you. Illegal alien husband ladies don't love you. It's about citizenship. But they'll say and act the way they see that you need them to act to get in. And now this, according to this story, this man married this woman and they'll send her back home and not. He knew better before he did that. Eight 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 seven seven five three seven seven three. Super super. Super super. Super chat. Hey, it's running in.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Good morning.
Good morning again.
Again.
What did you think about the ear poem?
That was so nice. Although I did get distracted.
The ear poem is Donald Trump. If you want to understand why Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, think and act and do the things that he does, look at the ear poem. It'll explain everything. And you will have no doubt. Amazing. Derek said about this military, go get your wife, man. What the? That lady don't love that man. If the story is true. Anyway, super chat.
Lalo says, hey, stop. No singing, please. That's over on the X live stream.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lalo. Whatever. Paul Revere 11 says, Jesse Lee. I had that happen during something, and when they did this, I took my children out of school until the policy changed. It's politics.
About, this school tried to stop.
The teacher from entering. Paul Revere might be a man.
Paul Revere, are you saying that the teacher tried to stop you from entering the class? I don't even know why they would even say something, unless you go in there acting really crazy or something out of control. But that doesn't make sense that the teacher would tell you, you cannot go into the classroom with your own child. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
I can fix anything. 3180. Everything Trump touches turns to gold? How's the mass deportations coming? How about that big, beautiful wall? Still waiting for Mexico to pay?
Number one, the big, beautiful wall was taken down by Biden. And yet, according to all reports, the borders, we have not had an illegal alien crossing in a while now. And then number two, what's the other one?
Mass deportations.
It's happening right in front of your face in spite of all the oppositions that is going against him. He's still doing the best he can do to get him out of here. So, you haven't seen any other president do that? What the?
First time in however many years, decades, that right. We had net negative migration. And then he asked, still waiting for Mexico to pay?
They are paying through terror.
And remittances, I think. That was the plan.
I rest my case.
Nikki 313, what do I want from life? Nothing. Zero. I want to speak to whoever went whoever sent me here and be like, I never ordered this. Can I return it?
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony with the cool sunglasses sticker.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
Harmony Harms, welcome show member.
Right on. Thank you, Harmony Harms.
And we'll have to read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Thank you all. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Pulse.net. Quick break. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. The rundown. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And after the Hake Report, from 9 to 11, the American Anchor Baby at 11. A.M. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? From 11 to 1. And after the Anchor Baby, at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punchy TV. A brand new episode of Punchy TV. At 2 p.m., you don't want to miss it. Brand new episode. Check it out. And last but not least, brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And very interesting conversation with Ernest Owens. He's a journalist, CEO, and the author of Case for Cancel Culture. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
People's ability to vote, stopping discrimination, human rights.
They were canceling conservative left and right.
I mean, there were some conservatives that deserved to be canceled. We see political cults on the left and the right. And that extremism, I think, is what's tearing America apart. This country should not be ran by the Bible.
But aren't we a Christian nation?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Do you love America? It was amazing. TheFallenState.tv this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support, become a member of this Fallen State. Support it by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. .locals.com. Let me go to Richard our first-time caller out of California. Richard, you are on the air.
What's happening? You're amazing.
Amazing. Are you on the speaker, Richard?
No, I'm not. I'm on a house phone. I don't. Okay. I got rid of my cell phone.
All right. Speak right into the phone. Go ahead.
Yep. I wanted to thank you for being such an amazing individual. You're the only person to give me a full understanding of the Lord and the spiritual realm in which we live in. My son had told me that I was broken, and your words gave me a full understanding of what a dad should and could be. Keep up the good work, and I will be attending your Sunday sermons to actually meet you in person and shake your hand.
Right on.
Yeah, thank you for changing my life, man. You turned my life on a 180 turn. I'm 40 years old, and your analogy on the steps to good and evil thoughts, that imprisoning of the mind, it's so true. And you made me understand that there is two players on this chessboard, and that's evil and good.
Yeah, absolutely. Will you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it? I don't care what happens. I don't care what attacks come to you from within or without. You stay with it, Richard. You haven't seen anything yet. Stay with it.
For sure.
All right.
I'll be attending soon, and I definitely want to meet you in person and shake your hand.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Amazing. Thank you, Richard.
All right. You have an amazing day.
All right. You too. You can be free, folks. You got to know so you can stop communicating with them. First of all, you got to change the heart from anger to love by forgiving. And every human being on the planet, whether you think it or not, or know it or not, but do what you want, you got to forgive your mother. Ain't no way around it. Ain't no such thing as a good mother. And you got to forgive her. Her mother did it to her, and she did it to you. Forgive her and forgive your father, and God will forgive you as you are forgiven and change your heart. And everything will get become amazing. It's up to you. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. William out of California. There's a light open, 888-77-JESSE. William, you are on the air. William? No, William. I kind of hear him, I think. Are you on mute, William? Hold on, William. Derek, let me know when he's ready. No, it's not. That's my name. No. I want to give you this to show you how the world, let me know when William is ready there, how the world is not going to set you free. Set me free, why don't you? You just keep me hanging on. They want you under their control. Socialism is about control. And they want you under control. And only you can break away from it if you want freedom. It's totally up to you. But if you want to be enslaved not only to your imagination, all thoughts are all lies, and to your anger, your resentment, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, you can stay there or you can be free. You can break away from prison. This is from NBC News. On March 25th, 2026, the UN General Assembly on Wednesday adopted a resolution declaring the trafficking of enslaved Africans the gravest crime against humanity. That alone is a lie. That's not true. The gravest crime against humanity was not slavery. Just words to control you. The gravest crime is against humanity was slavery. And they're calling for reparations. See there? They give you all these shocking emotional words. Then they want something from you. Because now you're emotional. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. You get emotional. And now they got you. That's why wives love beating their husbands. And our boyfriend, the girlfriend, love beating the boyfriend. Because the boyfriend or the husband get emotional. And it become a thrill for the wife. It's a thrill. And human beings love thrills. But anyway, and they're calling for reparations. And listen to this, as a concrete step toward remedying historical wrongs. Watch this from DW News.
A historic vote at the United Nations on slavery.
Therefore, draft resolution A/80/L48 is adopted.
Look at how different countries voted on whether that phrase should apply. The green countries voted in favor. The three red countries voted against, the US, Israel, and Argentina. And the yellow countries abstained. That includes all of the European Union.
The UN General Assembly has declared that slavery is the gravest crime against humanity, specifically the enslavement of some 12 million Africans and their descendants through the transatlantic slave trade. The resolution put forward by Ghana was harshly criticized by the United States, where tens of millions of descendants of enslaved Africans live today.
Amazing, huh? All about the money. And who's going to pay? America. What kind of vote do these people take about that? They want to control you. It's about the money. Look at, Haken said it looked like a joke. You said it looked like a joke? With that guy?
Yeah, it looks rinky-dink, the UN does, with that black guy officiating that so-called vote.
And they should have been voting on, should we have the Arabs pay? They're the one that, and then the blacks who sold the Arabs, the blacks to the Arabs. Those people taking the vote, they ain't paying a dime. That's why I said it, especially the slave trade from Africa to the United States. What?
How about make the blacks pay for all the destruction that they bring today?
I rest my case. If anything, what the? Here is Ghana resolution. And why Ghana has been pushing for, watch this. Here's why Ghana has been pushing for this resolution from DW News.
Let's just look at what the resolution says. The resolution calls the transatlantic slave trade the gravest crime against humanity. It calls for UN member states to engage in dialogue on a full and formal apology and for reparations as a concrete step toward remedying historical wrongs. The resolution also urges the prompt and unhindered restitution of cultural items to their countries of origin. 123 countries voted in favor of the resolution. Three voted against it, including the United States. And 52 countries abstained, including the UK and all of the European Union.
So Ghana has been the epicenter, really, of this whole narrative about slavery, because the country has several castles and forts, and many of them were used in the this slavery trade that took place centuries, many centuries ago. People always come to visit to see the devastation that took place because of slavery. And I think that this drive or campaign for reparative justice actually is anchored in that, that we see the remnants of this and we think that something ought to be done, especially even with the issue of securing apology, formal apology from countries that really and carried out this particular activity.
Amazing. I never hear them discuss the fact, and we all know it's true, that the blacks in Africa sold the blacks to the Arabs. And the Arabs took the blacks around the world and sold them or gave them away or whatever they did with them. How come that, if anybody, the blacks owe America money for all the money that America has wasted on the blacks? They're not talking about that at all. Isn't that amazing? So, according to Google, while not legally binding, the declaration is a powerful symbolic resolution that elevates the global push for reparations and fuel grassroots efforts for accountability. It's always about the money. Follow the money. When in doubt, follow the money. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. You better be trying to thank Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. We are so fortunate, whether you realize it or not, and I understand most people don't see it, to have Donald Trump as head of the United States of America. And I encourage you, do what you want, but I encourage you to have a wait and see attitude about all things. Don't take sides. Don't be for or against. Why can't you live that way? Why you got to believe that you got to take sides and fight? Now, this is all you do. Have you noticed the moment you take sides, all you do is fight? Two devils are fighting. But when you don't agree or agree, when you don't agree or disagree, when you disagree or don't agree, you have a wait-and-see attitude. You're happy with the outcome. Whatever happens, happens. You don't have to fight. Lay your weapons down. Turn the ship around and bring yourself home. 888-7753-773. Super.
Super chat.
On Pilled.net, we stream on Pilled.net, a nice alternative since DLive is supposed to be closing down. Pastor Chatelet donated 111 gold pills. Amazing. By the way, I don't think I opened the treasure chest. My bad. Nor did I do the scratch-offs on Pilled.
Man.
What was wrong with Kyle? He doesn't want to talk. He just wants to drive people. Do the if, Kyle.
Amazing. Kyle hung up, right?
Yeah, he
Kyle
did.
Kyle was the guy who wanted to talk about the
free will
thing, but he hung up. Amazing.
Coward. Eric with five coffees. Just kidding, Kyle. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's just
half
playing,
kidding.
Kyle. Don't pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. I disclaim.
Of the Hake Report.
The views expressed by Hake do not represent Bond, JLP,
that's right.
Anchor Baby, Punchy TV. Eric, five coffees. What man in his right mind wants a wife who refers to diapers as a division of labor?
I know.
Thank you, Eric.
I knew that man had no control of that woman. What's his name?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. I saw them, and I don't remember all the details, all right, but J.D. had to go on, like, one of those government-important trips to another country. And when they got there, it was, like, snowing really hard, heavy snow. And then watching them coming off the plane, and they had these three little young kids, and she was with him, carrying one of the baby on her hips. And the other by hand, and J.D. was holding on to her. I'm like, J.D., what the? Why you make that woman stay home and raise? They have no business being out in all that cold because she's on an ego trip. What the? Where's the love? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Steve, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, have you ever encountered a demon or seen a demon? Are the demons mentioned throughout the Bible the same demons planting thoughts and emotions in our minds?
Yes.
Thank you, Steve.
The devil is in your mind. You are possessed by the devil, and he works through your thoughts, pretending that that is you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And when you're looking at an angry person and listening to an angry person, you're looking at and listening to a demon. And that, I promise you. Amazing. Thank you.
What? Brandy? Act crazy? Never. It couldn't be that, says Eric with five coffees.
Thank you, Eric. Amazing. Did you tell me that Christ is King site is no longer there?
That's right. Cozy.tv/JLP now redirects to rumble.com/JCLeePeterson/live.
Why did Cozy go away?
Because it has migrated to only AmericaFirst.plus, which is Nick Fuentes' archive/live streaming platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Christ is still key.
Indeed.
On Cozy. Amazing.
On America First.
America First. Amazing.
Harmony Harms. Jesse, do you believe that we are in the golden age, like Trump says? Reminds me of when you say that when you say that things will be better than we can ever imagine, sounds like good news to me, says Harmony Harms.
Repeat the question.
Do you believe that we're in the golden age, like Trump says?
I don't know what golden age means. I do hear it, but I don't understand what it means.
Trump said he's bringing the golden age to the Middle East.
And what's the golden age?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just adding context.
Oh, you don't know what that means either? I don't know what it means. I have heard him say that, and I've heard others say that too. But
peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
But now you're guessing. Interpretation.
Indeed. Success, good business.
I don't know what it means.
Everybody wins.
Derek, my producer, telling me Donald Trump, golden age, referred to his vision for a second term beginning January 2025, characterized by rapid economic growth, lower inflation, border security,
nice,
and strengthening American manufacturing. Nice! Absolutely. Yes, if that's what it means, absolutely. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you for your question there, Harmony Harms.
Yeah.
Cheddar Bob.
That's according to Google AI.
Of course.
White House Gov.
Five coffees from Cheddar Bob. Jesse, what an amazing story that was for last church. Can't wait to take all these jackets off. Jacket emoji.
You're right. It was amazing. Check it out, folks, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Podcast last Sunday. Fellowship. All right. Amazing. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee here again, and that's why reparations haven't been done yet. That chapter of Africans enslaving their own people and selling them is ignored in history. What
sure
a mess.
Is. It's so interesting. I never hear anyone Once in a while, you may hear somebody mention it. I do say that. I do hear it once in a while. But I don't hear a major discussion about it was the blacks that sold the blacks to the air. It's always try to act like it's the white man or the United States. And it's just not true. Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew. D-Live is shutting down. But Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, Aries 1, Electro 78, 555-555-565, Kid Combo 1.0, Wolf 336. Thank you all for the support, as always.
Shout out. Thank you.
And mosey on over to Rumble or Pill.net and find Jesse Lee Peterson on those platforms, your D-Live crew, or YouTube. You're welcome on YouTube or wherever you may go.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much for helping us to help others. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay on that straight and narrow. Become the if man. Become the if woman. You will not regret it. Play that over and over until something sink in for you. And do it just silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Tori and the rest of the callers, I am just so out of time. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and his feet don't rise, is Bible Bumper Thursday. Already! Now the Hate Report is coming, then the American Anchor Baby, and then at 2 o'clock, brand new episode, live episode of Patrick TV. Take care, folks. I appreciate it.
Something went wrong, but check. I had to get on the track one time. Joel Friday here. Check. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson.